Newly released government data shows the economy added 144,000 jobs in August, and the Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped a tenth of a point, down to 5.4%. But at a rally in Bay Beach Park, John Edwards said that isn't good enough. He said more than 1.5 million private sector jobs have disappeared since George W. Bush took office. Still, he expects Republicans will put a positive spin on the numbers.
They're going to try every way they know to put lipstick on this pig. But you know, when you put lipstick on a pig, at the end of the day, it's still a pig, isn't it?
Edwards characterized this week's Republican National Convention as several days of anger and personal negative attacks.
What about a plan for America? You know, what about, and I love hearing the president say that in his second term, he's going to solve the health care problem. In his second term, he's going to do something about jobs. You know, I may have missed something. I think he's just served a term, hasn't he? He's been in office for 4 years now.
Roughly 1,000 Kerry Edwards supporters came to hear the speech at the park. Edwards' young sons were traveling with him. They detoured to a playground while their father stumped. The kids played on a teeter-totter. They were minded by a man who looked like a Secret Service agent, while their father went after the Bush administration's foreign policy.
Iraq's a mess. You know, by any measure, it's a mess. We lost more men and women in Iraq in August than we did in July. We lost more in July than we did in June.
Edwards continues his push through Wisconsin today with stops in Wausau and Stevens Point. Tomorrow, he'll be in South Central Wisconsin and in Waukesha. He'll come back to the state again Monday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.